This podcast is brought to you by Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. Do what I did and update your smile. Call 844-A-PERFECT-SMILE. When you change your smile, you change your life.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
There have been two Inspector General investigations. There have been multiple U.S. attorneys, all kinds of congressional committees looking at it. And all of them have found that our actions were free of political bias.
An FBI lawyer was found to be doctoring documents. I mean, that shows you that people don't just leave their opinions at the door, doesn't it? What are the things that you look back at as an agent and say, man, that's where I didn't do the right thing, or I didn't do it in the right way, and I should have done that differently?
Well, obviously, first and foremost, I wish I never would have sent the damn text that I did.
Lisa, Lisa, Lisa. Oh, God, I love you, Lisa.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Has Joe Biden ever used a teleprompter during local interviews or to answer Q&A with supporters?
Brett, I am not going to allow a Trump campaign to funnel their questions through Fox News and get me to respond to that.
But don't take my word for it. Let's take a look at the tape.
We somehow put that back on. Just somehow that move it up here.
But look, Venezuela top line messages.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
I mean, this idea of, slow Joe. I shouldn't laugh about it because, anyway.
You couldn't smooth a silk sheet if you had a hot date with a babe.
I lost my train of thought.
Unchained and unstoppable.
Today we pay tribute to their sacrifice and we mourn deeply for the nearly 3,000 precious and beautiful souls who were taken from us on September 11th, 2001. In their memory, we resolve to stand united as one American nation and to never, ever forget.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
You know who's really an unimpressive group of people in every way? That would be the Massachusetts Supreme Judicial Court. If you really want to be appalled at group of six human beings, just go to the Suffolk University website. That's where they have the video of the virtual hearing today of the businesses that are trying to overturn Charlie Parker's disastrous lockdown of the state's economy and just the overall economic catastrophe that he's created to no good effect. Again, just to repeat, we have the highest unemployment rate in the nation and the third highest death rate. And yet these judges who were appointed by him to their $190,000 or so a year jobs, and they haven't been working basically except for, setting up the Zoom camera every few days, if then. They're defending Charlie Parker against this lawyer that's trying to argue that Charlie Parker is not a dictator, which seems pretty clear, doesn't it? So it doesn't look good though for overturning his dictatorial mandates that have driven the state into the ditch. The state is in a depression. Most of the rest of the country is coming out of a recession. This state is in a depression, an indefinite depression, because he can't he can't help himself. He just keeps ratcheting it down. I mean, I know Janet Mills is out of control. Maine, Southern Maine is out of control. I heard today that Sanford, Maine, I used to spend a lot of time there when I was at the Colony Hotel in Kennebunkport. I knew a lot of people in Sanford, but they're supposedly going to have mandatory masks in Sanford. It's just crazy. That used to be a working class area. And for what, 130 people dead in Maine? 130 dead? And they're going to have masks in some of these southern towns? Anyway, so the hearing today, it was in the morning, And it's being asked to overturn Baker's emergency authority. And the lawyer for the plaintiffs, the 10 plaintiffs, one of whom is Robert Walker from Apex Entertainment. He was with us last night to talk about this. Michael DeGrandis. You see, he's pretty good. He's pretty pretty good on the legal arguments. But I think that he ensured his client's defeat when he appeared on camera in front of a mural of a Liberty tree. Believe me, these jurists are not into heavily celebrating liberty and freedom. They're into celebrating lockdowns and feeding at the public trough, which most of them have been their entire lives. And several of them look like they've been feeding at the public trough nonstop. State's top court mulling Baker's emergency authority is told he's turned the government upside down. Well, he certainly has. But here's the one that's really going to drive you crazy. This is a sound cut from Associate Justice Elspeth B. Cipher. That's her name. She's a Judge Justice Cipher. And she was appointed by Charlie Parker, and very Charlie Parker-like, she sheds a few crocodile tears for those of us in the sector of the economy which has been decimated, which is the private sector of the economy. But listen, pay close attention to this cut. There it is.
I understand that this pandemic and the restrictions that have been placed have taken an extreme toll on the people of Massachusetts.
Only some people in Massachusetts, people who work for a living, unlike you, Judge Cipher.
Some of them have borne the burden disproportionately in the form of either death or long-term illness, job loss, business loss. Some of the people you're representing would fall into that category. And some have borne a greater burden as essential workers or as black and brown people who often have the double burden of being the essential workers.
Oh, she had to throw that in. She was watching the NFL opener last night. She had to throw that in because she's a Charlie Parker appointee, and there are other reasons why she would want to signal her virtue.
Families have been separated. I understand all of that, but bearing in mind all of that, don't you have to admit that Governor Baker's done a pretty darn good job here, especially when you compare him to the other states?
Are you bleeping me? He's done a pretty darn good job here. Highest unemployment rate in the nation. Third highest death rate in the nation. Two-thirds of the deaths have come in the nursing homes that he's supposed to be regulating. The nursing homes whose operators gave him $52,000 in cash. He was directly in control of the Holyoke nursing home where 76 veterans died after he appointed a hack political appointee who gave him $950 and his lieutenant governor pay-to-play Polito $1,000. And this woman says, don't you have to admit that Governor Baker has done a pretty darn good job here? Does she know any of this? Does she understand any of this whatsoever? Ugh.
You have to admit that Governor Baker's done a pretty darn good job here?
No, I don't have to at all. Officer Mark says, I see a Profiles in Courage award in the works. This is so irritating here. And one of the guys who was also defending Charlie Parker is a guy named David Lowy. Well, this is not every situation, Justice Lowy said. This is obviously a pandemic where the spread can be from symptomatic people. You know who Judge David Lowy is married to? A woman by the name of Jenny Buckingham. 19 years ago, this very September 11th, do you know where Jenny Buckingham was? She was at Logan Airport. She was running the airport when the terrorists breezed through security, and one of them almost got in a fight in one of the parking garages. But, there was no security. Nobody paid any attention, and these terrorists got on the planes, and they were the planes that took down the World Trade Center. 3,000 Americans dead because there was no security at Logan Airport, and Justice Lowy's wife Jenny Buckingham, a hack appointee, a hack coat holder, payroll patriot, just like her husband, for the governors, the Republican governors at the time. She was the one who was the boss, and now he's defending a new hack governor and calling it a pandemic where the spread can be from asymptomatic people. Okay, and now we have Scott Kafka. This is another fool who was appointed by Tal Duvall. Listen,
it's not every time someone gets sick in Massachusetts. It's a pandemic that threatens our entire way of life.
You know what threatens our entire way of life, Justice Kafka? I know you don't understand because you don't have a real job and you've never had a real job. You've just been slurping at the public trough with Justice Cipher and Justice Lowy and his hack wife, Jenny Buckingham. But the real threat to our way of life is your governor, your patron's total, utter, catastrophic mismanagement of the Massachusetts economy. Good Lord. 413 says, if justice is supposed to be blind, this sounds very partisan. So this is Michael DeGrandis, the guy who the lawyer for the plaintiffs who was questioned and made his presentation for the plaintiffs in front of the petitioners in front of a Liberty Tree mural.
The questions presented here can be succinctly restated as a simple proposition. May Governor Baker ignore a health statute that expressly provides for the containment of a pandemic, of epidemics, of infectious disease, and instead exercise the police power as he sees fit pursuant to a civil defense statute? The answer to that question has to be no. It has to be no if Article 30 separation of powers means anything at all. And if the Massachusetts government is the Republican form of government guaranteed to its citizens by the United States Constitution, the Civil Defense Act makes no mention of disease, and no disease, no pandemic has ever triggered a Civil Defense Act state of emergency.
Yeah, but Justice Cipher and Justice Kafka and Justice Lowy want to say that if Charlie Parker or some other hack governor wasn't around, would they really have an opportunity to make $190,000 a year for doing absolutely nothing? And the vast majority of the economy they know, which is their fellow hacks, is open. So what the hell do they care? We'll be right. We'll take some of your calls in a moment. And we're going to play some Wizard of Oz cuts, too, from the lieutenant governor, pay-to-play Polito, who got $1,000 from the superintendent at the Holyoke Nursing Home where 76 veterans died. If you haven't tried Super Beats soft chews yet, you are missing out on a really great product. It's great for your circulation. It's great for your blood pressure. It tastes really good. It'll sharpen your mind. It's an amazing product. Super Beats soft chews combine non-GMO beets with a powerful new ingredient. The grapeseed extract used in Super Beats chews has been clinically shown to be twice as effective at supporting normal blood pressure as a healthy lifestyle alone. Better blood pressure means more energy, the way nature intended, without the jittery caffeine or stimulants. Now you can take just two delicious chews a day, anytime, anywhere, to get the blood pressure support you need and the energy you want. They come wrapped in foil. They're like little starbursts, and they look like candy, but they're good for you. They're great for you, and you just stick them in your pocket when you leave in the morning. I take two a day. I take one in the morning, even before I have my first cup of coffee, and then I have one before the show starts. They're great, and they're good for you. We have the powder Super Beats as well, but this is more convenient. You don't have to mix it up in water and wash the spoon, wash the glass. You can just take it with you when you leave in the morning. They're great. Super Beats soft chews. You won't regret getting them. Do what I did and support your heart health with delicious Super Beats Chews. Get your Super Beats Chews today at superbeatsradio.com/Howie. And when you buy two bags, they'll throw in the third one for free. That's superbeatsradio.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
You're tuned into the Howie Carr Radio Network.
This hour of the Howie Carr Show is brought to you in part by Terry Riley of Robert Paul Properties. Terry is your Cape Cod real estate expert. Her vast experience will help you navigate the market and make the process easy and fun. Call Terry Riley at 508-776-6182.
This is Alex from East Bridgewater, Mass.
This is Ann in Saco, Maine.
This is John Zucco from Hampton, Mass. And this is The Howie Carr Show.
Jimmy. Today's poll question is brought to you by Eden Pure 7 Pain Cream. Holding it up for the cameras as we listen to Jimi Hendrix. I use it on my leg, and it really works. It sold out in minutes for yesterday's cheap bastard deal. For Howie's big discount, put in code word Howie. The more you buy, the more you save. It's a great product. Order now at EdenPure7.com, EdenPure7.com. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Have you ever accidentally erased the contents of your phone?
No, I have not.
90% say they have not either.
One of these people in the special counsel's office, one of these angry Democrats, his name is James Quarles. He was assistant special counsel. He says he told the DOJ that his phone wiped itself without intervention from him. It was a virgin wiping.
One of those.
It was a miraculous. It was supernaturally done.
Autonomously
yes.
Sentient
yes.
Cell phones.
And, yeah. And this guy Weissman, who was really the worst, he was the guy who was really running it, and he was a rabid Democrat moonbat. He erased two of his phones by dialing the wrong code 10 times in a row. He was with the smartest lawyer in America, we were told by everybody on MSNBC and CNN, but he hit the wrong security code 10 times in a row, and leading to the darndest thing happening, all the records of his phone calls being erased. Okay, 844-500-4242. 917 says, it's nice listening to our brightest lights, almost as good as listening to football players' lectures. 781, we're the third highest in death rate as of yesterday. I check it all the time. We've been third for a long time, and we're pulling away from Connecticut. 603, I worked in Salucci's office when Ginny Buckingham, that's the wife, the hack wife of the hack Justice Lowy, was the chief of staff. She couldn't run a one-car funeral. Yeah, the Mass Trial Courts wants their employees to take unpaid voluntary days off to save money, but they continue to appoint more and more $100,000 appointments. Charlie Parker appointed three more of them, three more judges this week, making $185,000. The courts are only semi-open, and he's still appointing more judges, and they're all hacks, as I pointed out earlier today. 917, you don't understand. Liberals are just trying to prevent all death. Obviously, deaths caused by conservatives. Yes. Yeah, exactly. 844-500-4242. That's the, my 508, my doctor died in a Charlie Parker nursing home that is regulated by this woman, and she does zero. I know. This is just so irritating that this is going on. And someone says, I'm a hack. I'm a hack, court officer, and these people all really suck. I know. 844-500-4242, 781. That's really unfair to blame Ginny Buckingham for 9/11. Logan had the same protocols as every other airport. Well, should she have been in the job? I mean, her only experience was fetching coffee for Weld and Salucci. And then lobbying for her worthless husband to get a judgeship because he obviously couldn't support himself in the dreaded private sector. Okay, 844-500-4242. Can someone ask these judge sycophants? That's a better word than syncophants. Sycophants. where in the Massachusetts Constitution it says liberty is suspended due to a pandemic. And, you know, why are they calling it a pandemic? If you take the people that Charlie Parker killed in the nursing homes out of it, there have been 3,000 deaths. 3,000 deaths in 7 months in a state with 7 million people. Get on board now. We're going to play The Wizard of Oz. The Wizard of Oz with Karen Polito. Win a copy of What Really Happened. I'm Howie Carr.
Hey, Howie. I see you got a haircut again.
Yes, I did, Grace. It looks good, doesn't it?
It definitely looks better than that haircut you got a few years ago before you met the president. Remember that bad buzz cut, Howie?
Geez, you love bringing that up, don't you?
Well, I just think that your bad haircut was a true testament to the wonderful work of Dr. Hines at DiStefano Hair Restoration. Because even though you looked crazy at the time, your hair grew back, and now you look as dapper as ever.
That's true. Dr. Hines did such a wonderful job on my hair. I love waking up every day not worrying about bald spots or a dreaded comb over. I now have a thick head of hair, and the best part of it is, it's my hair. Getting a DiStefano hair restoration was the best decision I ever made.
Well, besides hiring me, right, Howie?
Like I said, Grace, it was the best decision I ever made.
You heard him, guys. Go to hairman.com to get the hair you've always wanted. Get hair like Howie's. Go to DiStefano Hair Restoration. They have 5 locations in New England, and they are open for business. That's hairman.com.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. You can watch that entire hearing if you have the stomach to do it. It's on the Suffolk University website. The law school puts it. Oh, we can tweet. Yeah, we'll just tweet it out for you. So just go and we'll tweet out the link to it, and you can see the whole thing. Taylor, you want to send them to your Creepy Joe compendium?
I haven't put that anywhere yet.
Oh, okay. Oh, we played it earlier.
Yeah, we played it, but it's...
You haven't got it anywhere? Okay.
No, it's not online.
Okay, we'll put it out next week, maybe. But that was a good job, Taylor. And we'll send you the link for the hearing today before the SJC. It's rather depressing, I must say. Well, you know what I'm saying. Anyway, 844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. And we're going to play a little bit of The Wizard of Oz. You know how that works. We used to, when the Kennedys were around and in power, Joe Kennedy was the original Wizard of Oz, the father of Joe Kennedy. And then we added his uncle, and we would just play cuts, and you would have to try to guess or count how many times any of the members of the Kennedy family had said, And so obviously Teddy is dead, and JoJo is licking his wounds after his son's beating at the hands of Mr. Frosty last week. But we do have with us Karen Pay-to-Play Polito. And she was with the governor yesterday. They let her go out and try to say something to prove that she was still alive, and she just proved that she's still inarticulate, incoherent, and just generally worthless, except for organizing keggers at her brother's house on Lake Quinsigamond. So we're gonna play some Wizard of Oz cuts here, and if you want to get on board and take a guess at how many times Karen Polito says you can do so. Give us a call right now at 844-500-4242. The winner of each cut, we got a lot of cuts to get through here. The winner will receive a copy of my book, What Really Happened? What Really Happened? By how Donald J. Trump saved America from Hillary Clinton. So what we do is we tell you how many seconds the sound cut is, and then I count down 3, 2, 1, and then we play it, and then we'll just go to it. And if you hear someone win, hang on the line, because we have multiple sound cuts to get through here. So the first one we're going to play runs 31 seconds long, 31 seconds long. 3, 2, 1.
Good afternoon. It's a pleasure to be here in Medford with our colleagues in the legislature, as well as Mayor Luongo Kern, and to be at one of your local favorite spots here with Vittorio and his staff. It's really great to be indoors at a restaurant, see how beautiful it is, and also to see the capacity you've been able to add outdoors that clearly can be extended while the season and the weather cooperates with us.
Oh, sure. It could be clearly be extended into, I don't know, January, February. Sure, it'll be great. Kevin, how many times did she say it?
Eight.
Sorry, Kevin. Mike, how many times did she say it?
Seven.
Ton. Is it Ton or Tom? Go ahead. Ton. Tom, go ahead.
How about nine? This is Tony.
No, Tony, sorry. Joe. I mean, everybody's a little rusty. We haven't done many of these lately. Joe, go ahead. How many?
Six.
You got it, Joe. Congratulations. You've won. Hold on and give Jared your information, and you're getting a copy of What Really Happened. Okay. We're going to have to reload the lines here. We've got another one coming up, and at the go to 844-500-4242 while we let the lines get loaded up again. I'll tell you, two Yarmouth bars face hearing on COVID-19 violations. This, again, the Charlie Parker scourge on licensed establishments continue here. A local tavern and a private club are being brought before the State Alcoholic Beverages Control Commission. They control the licenses. For not obeying Governor Charlie Parker's draconian orders. The commission will hold the hearings at its Chelsea headquarters. Very convenient to come up to Chelsea from Yarmouth. At 10:30 a.m. Tuesday on Tavern 731's alleged violations, followed by an 11 a.m. hearing on the alleged violations at Yarmouth Moose Lodge, 2270. So, investigators spoke to the tavern manager. This is Tavern 731, who was in the kitchen cooking. So obviously this is a really big operation since the manager of the place is also the cook, right? I'm sure he used to not be the cook and the manager, but Charlie Parker is trying to kill everything in the private sector. He argued that the only one in his restaurant without a mask was an infant. He contended that all the patrons in the tavern at the time belonged to the same family and that they'd just ordered $200 worth of food. But the hack inspector didn't care, obviously. And this is Tavern 731's second skirmish with state alcohol investigators this summer. In mid-June, investigators found the bar area and the tavern open. This was after the Board of Selectmen had said it would not locally enforce the state's reopening plan. I remember this. Okay, so we'll tell you about the Moose Lodge in just a moment. Will we have another cut here? Okay, this is 34 seconds long, cut 21, 34 seconds long. I'm going to count it down and get ready to count. 3, 2, 1.
I also want to thank the mayor and through you to your counterparts across the Commonwealth for being so flexible and creative around working with small business owners like Vittorio. To see these options become real so that they can endure the challenges that exist in this pandemic time. So we are encouraged to see this in real terms. We've done a lot to prepare industry protocols to allow businesses to open safely.
I love the way she says the challenges that exist, like it's a thunderstorm or a blizzard. The challenges that exist come from your stupid administration and the incredible overreach and the incredible calamitous incompetence of your management, your stewardship of the state economy. But I digress. Mike, how many times did Karen Pay-to-Play Polito say,
10.
Michael, how many?
11.
Bob, how many?
12.
You got it, Bob. You got it. This is the way to play it. You know, if you hear someone, if you think you got like 11 and someone says 11 and they're wrong, maybe they got 12. That's the way to play it.
I learned that over the years of The Wizard of Oz. So, okay, we're going to play it. We're going to play the next one here. I think we got enough people online that we can do another one before we talk about the Moose Lodge. So this is going to be 27 seconds long. I'm going to count it down. 3, 2, 1.
For their patrons to come back indoors and outdoors to enjoy what I understand is pretty special Italian cuisine here at Bistro 5. A couple of weeks ago, we announced a campaign buy local, shop local, everything Massachusetts local. I think it's really important for all of us to do our part, not only relative to containing the virus spread.
Boy, that was mighty nice of them. Wasn't that they're going to have a shop local campaign for those two-thirds of the businesses that they haven't yet forced into bankruptcy. Wow. How generous of them. Keith, how many times did she say,
It was tight. It's either 7 or 8. I'm going to go with 7.
Jay, how many times did she say,
I think it was 6.
You got it, Jay. You got it, Jay. Hold on. Again, we still have a few more to play here. So get on board. Get on board if you want to. 844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number. Now we're going to talk about the Moose Lodge in Yarmouth. This inspection took place on August 22nd, which was also when they inspected the woodshed in Brewster that I wrote about. I don't know if Spanky, the former fire chief, was in charge of the inspection at the Moose Lodge or not. The August 22nd inspection at the Moose Lodge had been prompted by an anonymous complaint from a member or a Karen, sent to local officials and forwarded to the state commission. While at the bar, two investigators, so they had two people on the state payroll on a Saturday. Were they getting time and a half or double time? Two investigators saw, quote, several individuals seated and standing at the bar consuming alcoholic beverages with no indication of food service. Dun, dun, dun. They also saw patrons without facial coverings, both seated and walking around. The Moose Lodge is a private club for members and their guests. If they can come into the private club, how long is it until they can come into your living room and say, wait a second, that man is having a Bud Light and he's having some potato chips. He's got to have a burrito. He's got to have a hot dog with it. So this is the munificent government of Massachusetts. All right. This next one runs 34 seconds. 34 seconds. 3, 2, 1.
I also want to thank the mayor and through you to your counterparts across the Commonwealth for being so flexible and creative around working with small business owners like Vittorio to see these options become real so that they can endure the challenges that exist in this pandemic time. So we are encouraged to see this in real terms. We've done a lot to prepare industry protocols to allow businesses to open safely.
Endure the challenges that exist. You are the challenge, pay to play. You and that dink governor. Bob, you're next. How many times did she say it?
11.
Karen, how many times? You there, Karen?
Yeah, 8.
John, how many times?
10 times.
Bill, how many times did Karen Polito say,
12.
You got it, Bill. You got it, Bill. Load up those lines again, because we got a couple of more to do. The Wizard of Oz, starring Karen Pay-to-Play Polito. you know, in this time, you're not going to be watching sporting events, are you? You're not probably not going to be watching primetime TV. You're probably more likely to be listening to music or listening to new podcasts. And you're spending a lot more time at home, or you're not going out for lunch, so you're in the office. You don't want to offend your coworkers or your family members or your spouse by playing music or podcasts that they don't like. So what do you need? You need a pair of premium wireless earbuds, especially if you can get them at less than half the price of the other guys. That's why I recommend wireless earbuds from Raycon. Raycons are the best. I got some in the spring. I liked them so much. I bought some for Grace for her birthday. She then liked them so much, she bought some for her father for Father's Day. Now most of the kids in her family also have Raycon earbuds, and they're all listening to their own thing. No more fights, no more complaints about music or podcasts. Everybody gets along more smoothly and enduring the challenges that exist, as Karen Polito would put it. Raycon's newest model, the Everyday E25 earbuds, are the best ones yet, with 6 hours of playtime, seamless Bluetooth pairing, more bass, a more compact design, and a noise-isolating fit. Raycon earbuds are also stylish and discreet, no dangling wires or stems. The company was co-founded by Ray J, and celebrities like Snoop Dogg, J.R. Smith, and Mike Tyson are obsessed with their products, and you soon will be as well. Give them a try. Raycon has a 45-day free return policy, so you can make sure they're the pair of wireless earbuds for you and probably for people close to you whose music or podcast you don't care for so much. Now, for a limited time, get 15% off your order at buyraycon.com/Howie. That's buyraycon.com/Howie for a special 15% discount on Raycon wireless earbuds. Buyraycon.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to the Howie Carr Radio Network.
Hi, this is Val from Longmeadow, Mass.
Hi, this is Tony and Pietra from Havel, Massachusetts.
This is Murney in Fairfax County, Virginia, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
All right, we got time for a couple of more here. And again, if you want to play The Wizard of Oz, 844-500-4242. We got full lines right now, but they'll open up quickly once we start playing these again. And you can win, if you answer correctly, you can win a copy of my book, What Really Happened, How Donald J. Trump Saved America from Hillary Clinton. And hang on if you win, and give your name and address to Jared, and we'll get the book out for you first thing Monday morning. Okay, so the next cut is 28 seconds long. 28 seconds long, and this is Karen Pay-to-Play Polito, Lieutenant Governor in Medford, the city of Medford, just north of Somerville. 28 seconds. 3, 2, 1.
Local government being far more flexible around permitting has allowed for this to happen. So it's not a surprise that the Shared Streets and Spaces program is popular, and we've received over 200 applications from across the Commonwealth, and today we include 39 communities as grant recipients. And I'll just elaborate that for just a minute.
So we've devastated the economy of all 351 cities and towns in the Commonwealth, so now we're going to give something back to 39 of the devastated communities. Okay. Josh, how many times?
10.
Sharon, how many times did she say it?
Six.
You got it. You got it, Sharon. You got it. You got it. Congratulations. All right. We'll keep going with this. And again, get on board. And the number is 844-500-4242. This one is going to run 17 seconds. 17 seconds. So you can imagine they're going to come fast and furious. 3, 2, 1.
Smaller program was really designed quickly to reach a lot of communities all across our Commonwealth and address particular needs as they came to us. And I just want to thank you for being flexible and creative.
The most pressing need, Karen Polito, is a new governor and lieutenant governor, if I may dare say so. John, how many times did she say it?
Four.
Nope. The naked man is in here. Michael, you're next with Howie Carr. How many times?
Who?
How many times, Michael? He pulled it out at the very last minute there, Michael. All right. I don't think we have time for another one. All right. That's it for this weekend. And again, have a good weekend. And will you be watching the Patriots take on the Miami Dolphins? Yeah, no, me neither. Me neither. I think I have to reorganize my sock drawer. Have a good weekend, everybody. We'll be back on Monday. Congrats to all the winners. I'm Howie Carr.
When we had Fresh Rest betting on the show for a cheap bastard deal, they sold out fast, like in 10 minutes. But it makes sense. We were offering the amazing sheets for 50% off. Well, I've got good news. If you go to FreshRestBetting.com, they're dropping all their prices by 60% off through September. Take advantage of Fresh Rest Bedding that controls dust mites and pet dander. I use Fresh Rest Bedding, and it's cool, clean, and comfortable. This is a huge sale, guys. You don't want to miss it. Go to FreshRestBetting.com, Fresh Rest Bedding. Betting.com. Don't miss your final chance. Come on, come on, come on. The Subaru of New England Final Chance Clearance is going on now. This is your final chance to get behind the wheel of a brand new 2020 Subaru Forester, starting at $24,495 with 0% financing for up to 63 months. Details at SubaruofNewEngland.com.